Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Monday, April 18. Coming up, government to establish a Jamaica House Fellowship, Newport First and Lauded for new line of liquid fertilizers, and Ministry of Youth to be more actively involved in Child Month activities. The news in detail after this message.
JCDC in association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting deaf dance competition. April 5th, 29th, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Now the news. Government is to establish a Jamaica House Fellowship as part of efforts to encourage the country's best and brightest individuals into public service. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the purpose of the fellowship is to create greater equity between the private and public sectors, thereby making careers in the public service more attractive to local graduates.
Bringing them into the public service from an early stage and an early age to use them to drive a more efficient government, in effect, making the public sector operating as if it was in the private sector. The long-term objective is to make sure that the public sector has the talent pool to support the regulatory environment that can work at the speed of business.
Mr. Holness adds that the fellowship will be executed in conjunction with the private sector. The Prime Minister was speaking at the official opening ceremony for the 43rd staging of Expo Jamaica 2016 last week. The government will be improving service delivery to a number of communities through the expansion of several major water systems this fiscal year. Among them are the Rio Cobre Water and Soapbury Wastewater Treatment Plants in St. Catherine and the Rio Bueno Water Treatment Plant in Trelawney. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen made the announcement recently while delivering the throne speech at Gordon House.
The development of the Rio Cobre 15 million gallon per day water treatment plant at Content District in St. Catherine is intended to augment water supplies to the Kingston metropolitan area. The Rio Bueno project will include the development of a water treatment plant and associated transmission mains with a source capacity of 15 to 20 MGD. The Soapbury project involves the expansion of wastewater treatment capacity.
The Governor General says there will be a thrust towards developing a modernized Kingston sewer collection system and an expanded non-revenue water program. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information says it will be taking on a greater leadership role in the planning and execution of activities for Child Month 2016. Speaking at the official launch of Child Month recently, State Minister for Youth Floyd Green said the National Child Month Committee has for decades spearheaded the activities, but this year he will ensure the government is more involved.
Our mission is to change the conversation from being my child or your child to our child. We have to drive home the message that each of us has a role to play in ensuring that each Jamaican child is developed to their maximum potential.
National Child Month will be celebrated in May under the theme Healthy Children Build a Stronger Nation. Among the activities scheduled for the month are International Missing Children's Day on Wednesday, May 25, and Children Health and Wellness Fair on Saturday, May 28. And Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, is lauding Newport First and Jamaica Limited on the introduction of its liquid fertilizer line of products to the local market. Mr. Hutchinson says the Maniplex product line will bolster the agriculture sector, noting that inputs such as fertilizer are necessary to stimulate growth and productivity.
And it is my fervent wish that this product will boost the production levels of farmers and thereby contribute to this government commitment to ensure that an agricultural industry that brings growth and prosperity to Jamaica.
Mr. Hutchinson says through continued and collaborative partnership, Newport FirstSand continues to promote soil health and fertility, which are necessary to ensure sufficient supplies of food for local consumption and export. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.